Hello, I'm Astrid.
And I'm Sophie. This is Not By Accident, a documentary podcast series about choosing to become a single mother and coping with being one.
Not By Accident, a podcast about me and my mum.
If this is the first time you're listening, it will make more sense if you start at the beginning. This is episode 19, Turning One. The shock of being back at work is becoming routine. Even the pre-sunrise race to childcare, some days through blizzards, like the hardship you hear about from previous generations. I feel sorry for myself and can't quite believe I made life choices that led to this. As I force your pram through snowdrifts, scarf guarding my face from the elements, you wrapped up like a bundle, bewildered, squinting to protect your eyes from the snow that whips across the landscape. Is this a kind of child abuse? It's ridiculously hard, comically hard.
Oh, there it is.
Hey. Weekends bring us home.
Hello.
This is how she gets around. She pushes this chair around. This table. That's her walking frame. Do you want to bring it this way?
It's a really good place for her to move around.
It is. It's great, yeah. Yeah. Clean room and not much furniture, which is perfect for a little person. Yeah, and it always felt too big and empty just for me. Apparently there are quite a lot of things on for kids around here, but on the weekends I'm just finding just what a recover for the week. Yeah, I'm very tired. I haven't had much sleep for 3 days. Rawr! What are you doing here? Yeah, I
better go and
have some breakfast and some coffee. Oh, that's because I tried to restrict her movement. Okay, you do what you want. She likes to have autonomy. Show me standing up without holding on. Ready?
I spend 15 hours a week walking as transport. That's time lost from sleeping or eating or working or being with you. I start to look at people with cars the same way I looked at people with jobs as an unemployed graduate. Do you even know how good your life is? I fantasize about buying one. I've started saving. I fantasize about giving up and going home. Did I really choose this over Australian weather and our family? Politics, morale and egos make it a tougher workplace than the one I left, and re-entry isn't smooth. But for now, leaving feels harder than battling on. I add half an hour to our commute for supermarket visits, and an hour when we need to see the doctor. I've been for my back pain, which left me bedridden and vomiting from the strain of our new circumstances. I'd of course ignored it until I couldn't anymore, but the breakdown tells me to prioritise myself a little higher. Not in time to avoid mastitis, though. Too many missed lunchtime pump sessions during work result in a day of fever dreams, semi-conscious while you play around me. I can't make it to the doctor or to childcare. Things are desperate. Google instructs me to drain the breast, so I push through excruciating pain and give you all the milk you can take, again and again, all day. When you're not up for it, I put the pump to work. By nightfall, the fever is dropping and the pain is subsiding. Tomorrow, I'll be back at work. Spare moments start to fill with thoughts of your upcoming birthday, your very first birthday. Something to look forward to. I spend nights researching presents online and do my shopping early. Packages arrive from Lucy, from Beck, from Georgie, from our family, one by one. I'm happier than if they were for me. The night before, when I can't focus my eyes to work anymore, I get a late night burst of pleasure, rearranging the furniture and making a birthday display for you to wake up to. Imagining your delight makes me as delighted as anything can.
Hey!
Surpassed only by witnessing it.
What is it? Come and look at these presents. Some nice things for you. Come and see. Here's a present from Jim. There's a present from me, and look at you, look at this one. There's a present from Granny. And that big orange one, that's from Rebecca. Isn't it nice? We better slap Granny so she can see. She kind of looked around and stopped at its thing, but then went for the tea set. Oops! You're not spinning over! Yeah. Yeah. You know, she's definitely saying hello now. Hello? Hello? It's for you. No, I was up till 1 o'clock. No, I decided not to. So I had a birthday party for her yesterday.
Yeah.
And they gave me some presents.
Be with you today.
Yeah. So I've got to go to work. So I won't go in until 11. And then I'll leave hopefully about 2:30. And then I've invited everyone around for a celebration. So you can treat them. Whoa! We play and I work until lunchtime in the school's dining hall. I sit with my colleague Anna, the one who I'd shared pregnancy with. This is her first week back at work, and I can empathise.
I'm emotional too as we get to lunch announcements.
The people on the advanced acting course starting next Monday. I have a feature film script for you that I would like to give out at 6 p.m. tonight.
Good afternoon. I have an announcement. I hope you'll humour me. Today is Astrid's first birthday.
Got all choked up holding that mic. It's a school tradition to announce birthdays, but I felt funny about it, that it might be narcissistic. I think some thought it was, but most didn't.
She had any idea?
I think she had some sense.
Happy birthday! Was that for you?
It's in the spirit of this place, embracing families in the school community.
Where did that bread go? Did you throw it? Little rascal.
I really wanted to do it since I'd chosen them over our family for now.
Oh, so sleepy. How many times does she sleep during the day? One or, well, one at childcare, two for me usually on the weekends. Yeah.
Baxter slept at the daycare for the first time yesterday.
Good.
It was a big... had a stomachache through the whole thing.
Yeah, I was very stressed about it, but she's a better day sleeper now than she ever was for me.
Everyone told me, don't worry. Yeah. When they're that big, it's not a problem.
And I wanted you to experience 100 people singing for you on your first birthday. After a nap, our friends, my colleagues, start arriving for the party, and some kids, Elliot, our neighbour, and your new friend Vita from childcare.
So I like to party.
We have incredible friends in this place.
There's some coffee and I can make some tea and some beer water and some beer and some champagne. It's my party!
Congratulations,
thank you.
One got out.
Are you recording now?
Well, the cups are hot in the dishwasher.
No, what's it? Are you recording? Sounds good. That's nice.
I do that sometimes. And then I actually forget my colour. What time is it? 5 o'clock. Would anybody drink a bit of sparkling wine in the
The sun pokes through the clouds.
Look at this. Oh. I know, it's fantastic.
Spring's not far away.
I have to believe it's actual sunlight.
The days are getting longer by minutes.
It's also been a full on day for both of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was losing it a bit early in the day, but I've got a second wind. I feel alright now, but...
Oh, but you slept like 3 hours, you say?
Something like that.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
It was nice that you did this little thing for her. Like, it's good.
What,
Helen
did
that? Yeah. I'm amazed at, like, other people's generosity, actually. Yeah. I'm kind of... I haven't had a kid before. I didn't know what it was like. I mean, the presents that people give you, it's amazing. People are so kind. Didn't know.
People act so sweet.
So, they really are. They really are. Been a good day, hasn't it? Been a good day.
Yeah. But now she's doing...
Oi! Sometimes, that's the other thing, sometimes I'll be breastfeeding her and she'll be going like this to my face. I remember. Quite hard.
Aye, that's...
It's kind of...
That's painful.
Yeah, all kinds of, and sometimes if she's got fingernails and she's like...
Yeah. But she doesn't bite her teeth on your nipple?
She has a few times. Kind of to test.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll stop and say, no biting, and she'll look at me again. And then she'll go...
Yeah, it's right, it's okay.
So she knows.
She knows for sure that it's not okay.
It seems like... I don't really know when people stop. I think they stop talking about it. And you start to feed at times where it's not, you don't need to do it all the time, so
no.
It's not so obvious to people. And I don't want to stop until, except that it's really draining, physically. It's,
You feel that the energy, it takes energy from you?
Yeah.
Just the fact that you get thirsty, but I mean that you give.
Yeah, and I get much hungrier.
It's a bit like when you have a period that there's a lot of energy going into it, or I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. But it also means I can eat anything that I don't put weight on.
Ah, I see. Wow.
You're a wild little baby, and one day you're going to fling yourself off there, aren't you?
We can get through. We have each other.
Come over to the couch, you mean? Can you?
This production is made by me, Sophie Harper, in partnership with Wondery. Thanks to my colleagues, my family, my friends, and my daughter for being part of the story. Music by Broke for Free and Candle Gravity. Add music by Broke for Free. We're having a survey blitz this month. Could you take 5 minutes to respond at wondery.com/survey? It helps. So do the iTunes reviews. Thank you, kind listeners, for the recent ones. I read them all. And a nice review in the morning totally makes my day. Back in 2 weeks.
Goodbye, everyone.